Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Dawn B., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today's Wednesday, October 2nd, 2024, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book, and we're on page 50, the third paragraph, on one proposition, through one paragraph ending, "Let's look at the record," and we'll be commenting on this one paragraph today. Today's readers, 12 Steps, Letty G., 12 Traditions, Blair S. Readers of the text, Anne S.C.H., Shelley E., and Kara L. The reference number for Tuesday, October 1st, 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 21,789. That's 21789. And for this morning, Wednesday, October 2nd, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, the reference number is 21,791. That's 21791. Our newcomer greeter this morning is Yvonne A., and Eileen M. will do the announcements. Thank you to everyone providing service for this meeting. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I will now ask Letty G. to read the 12 steps of OA.
Good morning, everybody, and thank you, Dawn, for your service. These are the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. We admitted we are powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God, as we understood him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. We're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continue to take personal inventory, and when we are wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12. Having had a spiritual awakening of the results of these steps, we try to carry the message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for allowing me the privilege of giving service, and have everybody a blessed day. Thank you. I pass. Can I be heard?
May I be heard?
I finished the 12 steps. Is that? Did you hear me?
Oh, yes, perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, I had a little technical challenge there. Thank you so much, Blair S. I'm sorry. I had a technical challenge there.
Okay, there I am.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much. Well, we'll now have Blair S. read the 12 traditions of OA.
Well, and you know what? I'm going to apologize. I pulled out my 12 traditions of AA, and I'm now realizing I'm going to change it to OA, right? I think that's what I do. Okay. The 12 traditions of OA. Okay. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for a group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he expresses himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the overeater who still suffers. Six, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Seven, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. Eight, OA should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. Nine, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, and other forms of public communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. And I'm sorry, I will find it online and read the proper one next week.
Thank you so much, Blair S. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share in what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book, and we're on page 50, the third paragraph. On one proposition through one paragraph ending, let's look at the record. We'll be commenting on this one paragraph today. I will now ask Anne SCH to read and then share with us. Star 1, Anne.
Good morning, everyone. I'm reading from the Big Book on page 50. On one proposition, however, these men and women are strikingly agreed. Every one of them has gained access to and believes in a power greater than himself. This power has, in each case, accomplished the miraculous, the humanly impossible. As a celebrated American statesman put it, let's look at the record. So for my share on this paragraph, one of the big things that's really on this page is that the word power is mentioned 5 times. And for anyone listening in a car or isn't reading the text, power, the word itself is capitalized. So that is like a demarcation that this is not electrical power man-made using resources of the earth. This is a higher power. This is something that in my recovery, I choose to call God. And one of the things about, I always look for words within paragraph, in a paragraph, and strikingly, like a match striking. That's light, it's fire. So there's an agreement in the proposition, an assertion in the assertion. It's a fire of it. You know, very few people ever come into agreement, And but there is this one agreement within the fellowship. And that what is an agreement is the core of step two, which is access to and believes in a power greater than himself. So access to me is like a doorway that is, I have to walk through. I have to make that, do that work of gained access. The door is already open, but I just have to walk through it. But as I'm walking through it, I have to believe that I'm walking through that door to have access to power. So it's not like a one, two, three, these are the steps, but it's within the step two. And in doing so, there is a miracle of the humanly impossible. And these are very strong words because it's a promise. There's a promise in that higher power. That higher power will take me out of my worship of my alcoholic foods and set me in a place where I'm totally relying on that power. So this is Anne SCH in British Columbia, Canada. And I thank you so much for allowing me the privilege of sharing this morning. And I pass.
Thank you so much, Anne SCH. Beautiful way to get us started. And I'll now take the names of people who would like to share on this paragraph. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share with us?
Vicki T. from Florida.
Vicki T. Who else would like to share? Press star one.
Elaine G.
Eileen M.
Elaine G. and Eileen M.
Becky D. in Georgia.
Was that Becky D.?
No, Jackie D.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No problem.
Jackie D.
B.
Nancy C. from California.
Nancy C. Well, that's a fantastic lineup. I have Vicki T. from Florida, Elaine G., Eileen M., Jackie D., and Nancy C. Vicki, please go ahead and get us started. You've got 3 minutes.
Thank you so much for your service. My name is Vicki T., and I am recovered compulsive overeater in Florida. And so I have this definition of a miracle. And I don't know where I got it from, if I looked it up or whatever, but this is what I have. I pray for a miracle. They happen all the time. A miracle is an astonishing action emerging from the concerted effort of God, an extraordinary event taken as a sign of the supernatural power of God, or simply something that happens that is needed. I heard somebody say that at a meeting, and I really love that. That is strong language. I mean, miraculous and miracle is really strong language. And if I heard that before actually working the program, I really don't think I could believe it until it actually happened for me. And it is a miracle. I don't want to compulsively overeat. That is a miracle. The miracle is this, the actual 4 through 9 work. Very regularly, I do mini 4 steps on certain topics that are hot for me. And recently did a complete 4th with, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, took my hour, did the whole thing. It's miraculous. A topic that triggered and adrenalized by, I couldn't even talk about it. There is a growing neutrality. I'm not going to say I'm 100% neutral, but there's a growing neutrality. I'm finding myself reacting differently, thinking differently about it. All those, that miracle, that actually, but I have to do the work. So I take the action, I do the work, and then the miracle happens. I love that we can agree on this because we as a community, sure, we have lots of different views on lots of different things, even as simple as our food plans. What's absent for me, vice versa. But we agree. Well, I agree that a power greater than myself is going to solve my problem. And it's amazing. When I was going through that fifth-step hour, I was re-looking through the first 3 steps of the big book, and I thought to myself, there's no way a man could have written this book. And I've heard one of our fellows say this, that God wrote the book, Bill penned the book. I mean, it's just incredible, the language in our book that gives us direction and support for every problem all the time. Thank you so much. Let's look at the record. Okay.
Thank you so much, Vicki T. from Florida. Elaine G., it's your turn to share, followed by Eileen M., and please let us know where you're calling from.
Thank you. I appreciate Elaine G. in New York. This is Elaine B. in Massachusetts. And boy, look at the record. You know, we get to look at the record of people's lives, and there's a whole bunch of stories in the back of this book that show that this stuff works. Welcome to the newcomers. Welcome to the people who are having trouble putting down their food. Welcome to the people who are having challenges in relationships or work or other situations, because you're not alone. There's a host of people on this meeting that have had a change, a way of life, and are able to bring experience, strength, and hope in areas that maybe we have suffered. We get to hear it on these meetings every day as people share the things that they've overcome, the new insights that they've had. Abstinence for me, which is over a decade now, was only a beginning. You know, the book has all kinds of promises in it. I'm a promise addict, and I love stopping and pausing with sponsees and checking, is this promise coming true for you? But one of them is that we'll have a host of friends, that we'll have the community that we crave. I can't believe the value of the community that I have found and built since I started OA, but especially here on A Vision for You, where everybody you reach out to, you know, they understand they're here for a reason. They understand compulsive overeating, and they understand the need for the steps and to work them in their lives. Gut level honesty, boy, you know, that's step four when you give it away in step five, gut level honest, but then going and making amends and learning to live that by that day by day. To be able to serve others, you know, it's a whole purpose that I never, ever expected to have in my life. But the value and the gift of working with a sponsee is just amazing. Again, and that becomes part of the community that we crave, that we get to continue that relationship and continue to grow together. My marriage, there was a point where my husband said, you've taken on a new lover and it's food. Divorce is not an option for us. So we'll just live separately in this house. And at that time, I had stuff hidden all over the house, you know. But I found this meeting. I had tried recovery. It wasn't working for me. You know, I was trying OA meetings. It wasn't working for me. But I finally got the willingness. I finally got through the steps. I finally got to make amends. And my marriage here, you know, over a decade later, is above and beyond what I could ever ask, think, hope, or expect. But I still need to do 10 steps. I still need to do 11 steps. There is still room for growth. And most of it's on my part, you know. If I have one finger pointing at you, I've got three of them pointing at me. And one pointing up to God, and that's my solution. That's our solution. And I'm glad to be here sharing and living it with you. I pass.
Thank you so much, Elaine G. from Massachusetts. Eileen M., it's your turn to share, followed by Jackie D.
Good morning. This is Eileen M., very grateful recovered compulsive overeater in New Hampshire. Very grateful to be on this meeting of Overeaters Anonymous today. So this paragraph really spoke to me this morning because I remember, you know, before I got recovered, I said I believed in God. I believed in a power greater than myself, but yet, you know, I was depending on self-sufficiency. And you know, I realized it didn't work. And, you know, I did not trust God before I got recovered. I just kept doing it, you know, my way. And, you know, it wasn't until I had to get completely beaten. You know, it says in the book, we get beaten into a state of reasonableness, you know, and I had to surrender entirely, had to get entirely abstinent and, you know, work through the steps quickly as my sponsor recommended. And, you know, I had to be convinced that my life was unmanageable by me. You know, that I, you know, the book says we lack power, you know, we needed to have a power greater than ourselves, you know, manage our life. And when I did that, I got free and my thinking changed, about my thinking about God specifically. And, you know, this program isn't now just about me and God. It's about the fellowship as well. I mean, I really need to keep coming back to meetings, you know, and I come back and I hear the same thing over and over, but I need to hear that, you know. I need to hear the message that God did for us what we could not do for ourselves. And, you know, in the earlier meeting today, I heard a lot of people share about how they gained access to power. And the thing is I have to keep that access. You know, I have to keep it every day. I have to keep up with the maintenance. Because, you know, the book says it's easy to let up on the spiritual program of action. And they, you know, that's completely right. Because, you know, my problem is that my thinking will go back to self-sufficiency, you know, if I don't keep coming to meetings and keep sharing and keep doing service on meetings. Really need the fellowship. And, you know, because otherwise, you know, my thinking can easily go to, you know, geez, I know what's good for me in this situation. I'll just, you know, act on my own without asking God for help. And, you know, I can't afford to do that today. You know, it's coming to meetings. It's wash, rinse, repeat. I mean, I just love that phrase, wash, rinse, repeat. Because, you know, why we have to do that is because pain has a short memory. You know, is I can't remember my last binge. It was over 8 years ago, and I can't remember that pain. And, you know, in order to keep on track, I just need to keep coming back. So, you know, if you're out there struggling, just keep coming back because it works. So thank you. I pass.
Thank you so much, Eileen M. from New Hampshire. Jackie D., it's your turn, followed by Nancy C., and if you happen to be just joining us, a quick reminder, we are on page 50, the third paragraph, talking about where it starts with on one proposition through one paragraph ending, let's look at the record. So after Jackie D. and Nancy C., I'll be taking some more names. Go ahead, Jackie, it's your turn.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. My name is Jackie C., Everydivisor from Georgia. I am a compulsive overeater. Thank you all for being here for me this morning. Thanks for being here for me every single morning. I wasn't, and I'm not really sure what I need to share on this, but I feel like I need to share. I love the paragraph, and I love the sentence where it says, every one of them has gained access to and believes in a power greater than himself. And to me, that is the most important aspect, the most important gain that I have gained, sorry for the word there, gained from this program is the fact that we all know that we need a power greater than ourselves and that we have been able to access that power. And that power is getting us through our program. That power is getting us through our problem. You know, I came into this program having a God, believing in a God, but not trusting in a God. These past 2+ years have gotten me to the level where I believe, trust, and rely upon my God, and I rely upon my fellows, because your experiences, your strength, and your hope give me experience, gives me strength, and gives me hope to be able to combat this every single day. This is a one day at a time program, and I do believe this is a one day at a one time. I do strongly believe that I can only have my recovery for one day, and if I stop doing the things that got me to today, I won't have tomorrow. I need to be able to rely on my power, on the power greater than myself. I need to be able to rely on the steps. I need to be able to rely on my meal plan. I need to be able to rely on so many things that keep me in a recovered state. And that is where I want to be. I want to be in this recovery state. I would love to be in this recovery state for the rest of my life, but I know that every single day it's something that I have to work towards. And I'm glad I have those directions. I'm glad I have my power, and I'm glad I have all of you. You know, this has been a challenge because we've been in Hurricane Helene, but thanks to my higher power, and thanks to being able to read the big book and rely on the steps, I've been able to maintain my abstinence. I've been able to maintain the food. I've been able to maintain so many things. And I'm just so grateful for that, because had it not been for this program and had it not been for my higher power, I would be so deep into the food because I'd be so worried and concerned and frightful and all this stuff. But I wasn't, and I haven't been, and I'm so thankful for that. So thank you all for being with me today. Thank you for allowing me to share. Thank you for your service. And I hope every single one of you are safe and happy and joyous and free. Love you all, and thank you. And with that, I will pass.
Oh, thank you so much, Jackie D. And we are so glad that you are safe. Nancy C., it's your turn to share, and then I'll be taking some more names.
Good morning. This is Nancy C. I live in Southern California. And, you know, I've struggled with feeling connected to my higher power, and it seems ironic to me because I've believed in a God since I was a little girl. But what I find is that in order to connect with God, that I need to get quiet and be still. And I think that for me is a step in humility of, you know, when I stop doing and just try to listen to God, that I do feel that connection. But it is a struggle every day because I'm so busy, don't you know? but the daily discipline of getting quiet and just being present with God helped me to connect with God in a new way. So thank you for letting me share, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Nancy C. from California. And I'll now take a list of names of people who would like to share on this paragraph. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share?
Rachel L.
Rachel L.
Sherry F.
Sherry S.
F is in Frank.
F is in Frank. Perfect. Thank you. We're talking about page 50, that third paragraph, on one proposition through one paragraph ending. Let's look at the record.
Anthony,
so who'd like? Anthony, was it F?
F is in Samuel.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. Anyone else want to get in this lineup?
Jan C. from Arizona.
Jan C., Arizona. Perfect. Let's go with that. We have Rachel L. Was it? Oh, who is that?
Mary Ellen C.
Mary Ellen C. Perfect. All right. I have Rachel L., Sherry F., Anthony S., Jan C., and Mary Ellen C. Rachel L., please go ahead, get us started, and let us know where you're calling from, if you would.
Hi, Rachel L., compulsive reader from San Diego, California. You know, I was really stressed and stressed just the next, you know, about 36 hours. I had to be on a good diet for a procedure I'll have to have tomorrow, and I was telling, you know, my sponsor, my fellows, that I was stressing about drinking, having to drink juice, because I told my doctor that I'll just drink water for the next 20, you know, 36 hours. And he was like, you can't do that, Rachel. You know, you can mess up your levels completely. And I was, you know, praying the higher power, like, please don't make me drink juice. I will get so triggered. Please don't do this to me. And then someone told me, you know, there's electrolyte water, Rachel. I'm like, what? And I'm like, yeah, you could definitely get electrolyte water. So your higher power comes through for you. I was definitely like doubting, like, I was just like, I'm going to get so triggered, I'm going to relapse, I'm going to have to start over, I don't know what I'm going to do.
like all really in tears. And electrolyte water is going to be here in 30 minutes. I did not have to drink the juice. So I was like, thank you, higher power. They were sitting here just thanking, you know, my higher power so much that I'm not going to have to drink juice today. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Rachel L. from California. Sherry F., it's your turn, followed by Nancy Anthony S., and let us know where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Sherry F. from Idaho. Loving this paragraph this morning. Just thinking a lot about thinking of the things God has done for me that I did not realize were possible until I got into this program. It's reminding me just, I struggle with the scale a little bit, and I'm thinking of a time a couple of years ago. I've been in program for about 7 years now, and a couple of years ago I decided not to weigh myself for, you know, the whole summer, and I just really worked on my steps. I really was working on step 8 and 9 at the time, and, got through it the summer, and I'd lost about, you know, I'd lost some weight, and I was pretty baffled to how that had happened. And I also, that's more of a practical, physical thing, but I just know that in recent months, when I've finished my amends, I know that God has changed my attitude towards certain people. I know that He has show me where I'm incorrect, which is something I don't think anybody else could have done. I think that even religious figures or, you know, people close to me in my life would say, well, you know, you might not be right on this, or this might not be correct. And I don't know. I always thought I was right and my way was the only way. And God has definitely shown me through my amends where I have been wrong. And it's been a powerful, powerful lesson for me. Fast forward to just recently, I started sponsoring, and sometimes I'll say things to my sponsee that I think, where did that come from? And it's almost like the advice that I needed to hear more than my sponsee, and it definitely didn't come from me. And, I've had things said to me from a sponsor that have just stopped me dead in my tracks and have brought me to tears. And I don't think they are any different than me. I just think that they're trying to work the program. They're trying to access this power, which does direct our lives. And I'm so grateful for it. So thank you. I pass.
Thank you so much, Sherry F. from Idaho. Anthony S., it's your turn to share, followed by Jan C., and please let us know where you're calling from.
Thank you. My name is Anthony S. from Michigan, and I like this topic because this whole program is based on the fact that our power is not working for us, and that's why we're here, because if we could have done it with our own power, then we would have just done that. Like, why are we spending the time here, right? But thankfully, it didn't work that way, because then we wouldn't have been here, and we wouldn't have been able to meet each other and pass this beautiful recovery on to people who are suffering. And that's just the reality of life. That's how it is. People suffer with this illness, including us. And for the sake of time, I just started out with a problem with food, like not with food specific, like it's with eating too much, and I couldn't stop that. It's just impossible. And even nowadays, if I don't go to meetings and I don't really intentionally focus on working the steps daily, like even if I'm working the steps, if I'm not connecting with people, then I'm kind of like not prioritizing this recovery, and then I can get back into the food. But when I do focus on the steps and working with people and helping people, then God is helping me to do that, and He basically gives me and I can give it to other people in that way. So, do we leave our phone numbers at the end or something, or how do we do that?
You can do that after the meeting's over, Anthony.
Okay. Yes. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and may God bless you all.
Thank you so much, Anthony S. from Michigan. Yeah, we allow newcomers a chance after the recorded portion of the meeting is over to announce their names and numbers if they haven't done so before. So please do it at that time, Anthony. Thank you. Jan C., it's your turn to share, followed by Mary Ellen C.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Jan C. from Casa Grande, Arizona. I am so grateful to be here. I'm so glad I found a vision. I have no willpower against my alcoholic foods and my alcoholic behaviors. Oh, my goodness. I really need a power greater than me, and I need to work the steps every single day. And what I realized, I thought I was a really nice person, but I find that I'm judging a lot, and I always have. I didn't realize that in myself. So I'm really working the steps to gain love and tolerance for everyone and to concretely ask God to be with me when I'm with whomever it is that I'm engaged with, that I take His love there. And I want to share a little thing that one of my fellows told me. You know, I need to work the steps every day, and it's like cleaning, like I'm at this end of the hall and God's at the other end, however long the hall is, I don't know, it doesn't matter. But debris gets collected. I need to clean that out every day. And that's where the steps come in. I need to get my pathway really clear between God and me so that, because God's always there and will come running to me if I ask, you know, and I need to clean that hallway every day with working the steps. Thanks so much for letting me share. I'm just grateful to be here.
Thank you so much, Jan C. from Arizona. Mary Ellen C., it's your turn to share, and then I'll take a couple more names.
Good morning. My name is Mary Ellen T. as in Tango, and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. I live in Oregon, and my recovery is, you know, really based on my willingness to seek God and to find God, and to find her presence in my life. And you know, one of the things that I've become slowly awakened to the concept of is that the abstinence that I have today is an absolute miracle. It is a gift that has been given to me. And yes, I'm doing the footwork, and I'm actively reaching and searching for higher power and her presence in my life. There's been some concepts that have just been slowly growing in my realization. And someone shared a few weeks ago that, you know, we don't work our way into recovery. We surrender our way into recovery. And that really spoke volumes to me, because it's the surrender process that has helped me to grow so much closer to my higher power. It's the surrender process that helps me to realize that, you know, that this is all a gift. And that's what I love about, you know, the big book, is that, you know, that's the whole purpose of the big book, is to show me how I can gain access to my higher power. And, you know, there's all sorts of ways, and it's just been a joyful journey to see how I do gain access to my higher power. One thing that I have found that's really, really important for me to gain access to my higher power is by reaching out and doing outreach phone calls. There's something about that helps me to get out of self-reliance, and self-reliance seems to be my kind of like my default mode. It's my default operating system. It's, you know, I'm fine. I've got this. Everything's good. Thank you, God. But when I actually call another fellow and talk about, you know, a disturbance that's been bothering me, or I show up and I'm of service to someone else and I'm asking God along the way, how can I be helpful to this person? You know, it's getting me out of my self-reliance. And, you know, that's where I move into towards God-reliance. And that's kind of, you know, that's kind of the question, the guiding question that I try to pose during my daytime is, how can I be God-reliant instead of self-reliant? Because that's where I get the miracle. That's where I get the freedom of abstinence. And that's it for me. I pass. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Ellen T. from Oregon. And I'm now going to take a couple names of people who would like to share on this paragraph. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share with us? We're talking about page 50, that third paragraph, starting with on one proposition through that paragraph, ending with let's look at the record. So who would
Lisa
like to
R.H.
share?
Lisa R.H. in California.
Lisa R.H. in California.
Yeah.
Who else would like to share? Okay, let's go ahead, Lisa, and we'll let others think about who else would like to share. So go up, please share with us, Lisa.
Thank you, Don, for your service. I really appreciate the reminder here that God has accomplished miraculous things for me. It's not me who's accomplished them. I think that's been a lot of my problem, throughout the years in working this program initially and not really fully recovering, was I was kind of giving myself the credit for accomplishing feeling better as a result of working the steps. And then I would find myself, relapsing and needing to work them again. And I just relate to the self-reliance component of the last person's share. But the miraculous for me is, so there's so many miracles from my higher power as a result of working the steps. It's completely amazing that I can be in a room full of desserts and not even have a desire to want one. I don't white knuckle any longer. It's miraculous to me that, my husband and I get along better now than ever. And we've been married for 31 years, it's miraculous that I can look at my character defects, or also called character defenses, that I built up as a protective mechanism, and see where I need to change and I contribute to the manufacture of my problems, that's a miraculous transformation that I could not have had the clarity to see all of that without working the steps and having a higher power in my life. And staying in 10, 11, 12 and continuing to grow as a result of the step work is miraculous. The transformations are just unimaginable. More miracles have happened than I could have wished for. The only miracle I wanted was to keep eating my alcoholic foods and not be over 200 pounds, not be fat anymore. Please show me how I can do this. And I never thought that I could have stopped eating sugar and other alcoholic foods. And yet I can, one day at a time, with God's help, not my own power. So I pass. Thanks for listening.
Thank you so much, Lisa R.H. from California. And who else would like to share who hasn't shared in the last couple days?
Robin T., Massachusetts.
Robin T., Massachusetts.
Actually, I have to go. I'm sorry. Someone's at my door, and I'll have to go in a different order.
No worries. We'll come back to you if we have time. Who else would like to? Pardon?
Hey, come on in. Go right ahead.
Who else would like to share?
Kristen Y., California.
Go ahead, Kristen.
Hi, I'm so happy that I can call into this meeting. It's helping me so much. I think it through now. I think, oh, if I eat that, I'm going to feel like this not long after. And it's so fleeting, the eating it, but the feelings are so strong. And I was in a natural food store on a trip that I've been to before that has the most beautiful case of these baked goods. And every single one of them, and I read every single ingredient list and every had sugar in different forms. And I was telling the cashier, kind of feeling sorry for myself, that I couldn't eat any of those. Yeah. And he says, this young, nice guy says, well, this time of year and all the fruit, we don't even need that. Anyway, so it's just gotten more interesting. My, you know, the food choices. I just, if I go with a power greater than myself that isn't my thought initially, and if I pause and wait, give it some time, and it completely passes. So, yeah, it's just getting better and better. I'm incredibly, incredibly grateful to this particular program. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Kristen Y. from California. And Robin T., are you back on the line and able to share?
Hi there. I'm back. Thank you for your
wonderful
consideration.
Great. We have just about a one-minute share, if you would.
Okay. I'll go as fast as I can. I'm Robin T., like Tom, from Massachusetts. And this morning when I was doing prayer and meditation, some old stuff came up. It just came flooding forward. And a resentment of some repeated behavior, actually, that my husband did. And I was grateful because I thought, this is coming up so I can get rid of it. I think I'm going to do a 10th step on this. This is miraculous. I mean, where on earth do we get to clean up our spiritual stuff that holds us back and blocks us from this power that healed us? I mean, it's amazing, and I'm very grateful. Thank you. I'll pass.
Wow, beautiful. Thank you so much. And thank you to everyone who shared this, making this meeting just really a wonderful, beautiful experience. We're now going to close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Shelley E. please read a vision for you? Our book is meant to be suggestive only. Keep you until then.
You bet, Dawn. Thanks for your service. I'm Shelley E., a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater in Petoskey, Michigan. The Big Book, page 164. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is a great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then. Thank you for letting me do service, and I pass.